Jerry Condon is the director of Project Safe Haven, a group based in Seattle. Project Safe Haven's mission is to provide support for war resistors and their families. Along with Veterans for Peace and Iraq Veterans Against the War, these organizations assist soldiers who have decided not to participate in the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. During our recent interview, I asked Jerry if he could elaborate on the military's treatment of 1st Lieutenant Aaron Watada, stationed at Fort Lewis in Washington State. Jerry, we haven't heard much recently from 1st Lieutenant Aaron Watada. He served as a very effective spokesperson for the anti-war movement for a while, and then was subjected to a military trial. We know that that first court-martial was declared a mistrial. So how is the military dealing with him now, and what is his current status?
He remains in limbo. It's been a very strange, long dance between him and the U.S. Army. It's been 2.5 years since his court-martial ended in a mistrial. Several years since he should have been discharged. The Army is still holding him hostage, essentially, at Fort Lewis. I mean, he's not in jail. He lives off post. He goes to work and does his duty every day, but he continues in his long, stubborn resistance. He did win a significant legal victory a few months ago when the Justice Department ordered the Army not to appeal some legal victories, important legal victories that he had won. So his lawyers and others around him indicated at the time that they thought he would be released. The Army would have no choice but to release him in the near future. But that hasn't happened yet. I think one reason may be that I think over half of the military personnel at Fort Lewis are deploying to war this summer, something in the neighborhood of 18,000 troops going to both Iraq and Afghanistan, where I should say, you know, a lot of GIs, our GIs are getting killed every day in Afghanistan lately. I think his own unit was also deploying back to war, and I think the command at Fort Lewis probably thought that would not be the right time to let Lieutenant walk free with what looked like some kind of victory. They're really making it tough on him, but he is he's continuing his resistance, and there's a good chance that within the coming months he will finally be released.
What is the current state of resistance against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan amongst the U.S. military? And can you mention some of the things that people are doing to help support those who are war resistors in the military?
So there's a lot of support out there. There's a lot of acts of resistance that are under the radar that are going on in the military. Everything from the type of search and avoid missions that the GIs carried out in Vietnam, basically going out on patrol, hiding out somewhere, and staying out of hostile action. Many other forms of resistance. There's also efforts going on around the country and around the world to reach out to active duty GIs. And a lot of really good work in that regard is being done by Iraq Veterans Against the War, including those here in the Northwest who've launched the Coffee Strong GI Coffee House right outside of Fort Lewis. They're doing tremendous work, and they're reaching a lot of GIs, and they need a lot of support to keep that coffee house going. They can be reached at givoice.org, and I know they've got a fundraising picnic coming up here in Woodinville. You can find out about that by going to their website.
Spokespersons from Project Safe Haven say that considering President Barack Obama's plans to increase the troops in Afghanistan and to continue the war in Iraq, there will be much more resistance within the military and on the streets. During the U.S. war in Vietnam, an estimated 14,000 people fled to Canada to avoid the draft or to resist serving in that war. Eventually, they were all granted amnesty by President Carter. This is Mark Taylor Canfield reporting for KBCS News.